Hola mi gente, yo soy Sen Dog de Grupo Cypress Hill.
And you're checking us out on Speaker TV.
Pa que sepa.
Australia style, baby.
Everywhere I turn, I'm on a mission for more. But I ain't selling my soul for the dough. That's no go. I'm on the one way ride to the top.
We were in process of already doing the new album. The night before that I came out to Australia, I had laid down the vocals for Rise Up. Then I jumped out here and came out here. But we were already in the process of working on that record. We started working on that record like halfway through 2007.
We always have a good time coming out to Australia. We always go home with good memories.
You know, if you look at, you know, the Cypress catalog, there's not too many guest vocalists on there. And with this record, I wanted to open it up. I wanted to feature some people that I'm, you know, close friends with. And you know, the amount of people that wanted to be on the record was too many. You know what I mean? So we had to just basically, like, you know, choose who we really wanted to work with. You know what I mean? Tom Morello was at the top of the list. Well, and then there's Darren Malakian, a System of a Down, one of the sickest guitar players of our generation. And we have the same management, Cypress Hill, System of a Down, Deftones, Alice in Chains. So getting him was not a problem. You know what I mean? He was eager to do it. The people that wanted to get down with us on this record was, like, you know, outrageous. You know what I mean? It made me feel like, wow, you know, people, you know, other artists really dig us, you know?
That, you know, and doing stuff like Woodstock and playing a lot of the European festivals with groups like Metallica and, you know, Rage Against the Machine and stuff like that. And, you know, it's been a wild ride.
I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I could just kill a man.
Here is something you can't understand.
I could just kill a man.
It was actually a B-side to our single. Funky Feeling was the A-side. The label was scared of us back then, you know, but then Ed Lover and Dr. Dre started turning it over on New York radio, and it went to number one out there. Number one in New York, and you're number one everywhere else in the world. You know, you pop off in New York, you know, hip-hop-wise. And, you know, Killer Man, I remember when we first started performing that song, you know, even in, like, the hip-hop shows where it was all about looking cool, being cool, and just jumping straight up and down, you know, kids were going crazy and mosh pitting, just going berserk. And that's the first time, you know, I witnessed the power of, you know, of Cypress Hill. You know, like, okay, kids get it, you know. Kids understand it now, you know.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
Of course, you know, CD sales, everything has changed, and digital downloads is where it's at. But the most important thing is just to be out there and continue to perform. You can have the number one album in the world, but if your shows suck, no one's gonna come out, you know, and that's a big part of it.
But, you know, I never mean to, like, rip off any of my fans and say I'm gonna come somewhere and then not show up.
Really, we've been on the road, you know, all of this year. I mean, very little time off.
I don't know, kind of volatile, and I didn't really care for touring. I didn't care for being away from, you know, what was me up to that point for such a long period of time. And I didn't really care to, you know, what anybody thought about it. I didn't like to be there. All my bandmates knew it. I know that they were always like, you know, let's try to keep him cool, calm him down, whatever. You know, and then over the years, I just did so much touring that it stopped bothering me. And we respect what we've done for the name Cypress Hill. You know what I mean? And I don't want it to be, like, just forgotten about through time. You know what I mean?
You won't be forgotten, mate.
Yeah, well, not that we got something to say about it.